We've got Bruce Williamson with us, who is from Rail Future, which is an independent rail campaign group. Morning to you, Bruce.
Morning.
Do you feel, let's start just with the Northern Rail stuff. Do you feel like it's a step in the right direction for giving passengers a much better service and not just seeing all the delays and cancellations I saw on the departure boards?
Well, I think Northern Rail passengers are going to be disappointed in the short term because this... Basically, it's a change of senior management, a change of ownership, and that doesn't really have any impact on the problems on the ground, really. The staff shortages, the shortages of rolling stock, the lack of electrification and so on that are the cause of Northern's problems. So, you know, I think this is sort of it's a sort of headline-grabbing thing. You know, Northern are the bad guys. Let's punish them by removing their franchise, but it won't really make much difference.
So what do you think to the idea, you know, the Financial Times using the term of a fat controller being put in charge of the British rail network, changing the way we do things so that it's not like the franchises that there are now and there's sort of one overarching person in that the government is appointing to oversee all of this? How would you like to see it done so that everybody's got a better service?
Well, I think that there needs to be a mentality of sort of putting the passengers first, really. And also, you know, the evidence is pretty clear that franchising in its current form isn't delivering. We've got problems Western, we got, you know, the terrible situation on Northern, and there are other examples as well. So there's more or less a consensus that something's got to change. What might happen? We've got this Williams review coming out, hopefully imminently, which will recommend some changes.
And which could well be this sort of fat controller concept.
Fat controller.
Can you just explain, you know, to people getting on trains every day, how could things be run differently if they're not going to be just fully nationalised train services?
Well, yeah. Clearly, the, you know, the Conservative government ideologically wedded to the idea of privatisation. So, they're, you know, I imagine they'd be very reluctant to renationalise, even though it is a very popular policy. The general public overwhelmingly backs nationalisation. I think what we'll see is moving from franchises to a sort of management contract. Some people sometimes call them a concession, where the train operators will be paid a fixed fee to manage the railway and to do, you know, to deliver the trains on time.
Right.
And then the public sector, son of British Rail or daughter of British Rail or whatever, will take on the risk and the revenue of the ticket sales.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And just very briefly, do you think HS2 now, is it going to be full steam ahead for at least a Birmingham London branch to begin with?
Yeah, I think probably we're going to see some sort of go ahead, possibly slim down in some way, maybe just committed to London to Birmingham. We'll see.
Yeah, and that is where the controversy may well begin. Bruce Williamson, thank you, from Rail Future, their independent rail campaign group.